'tis the gift to be simple. May we look upon the treasures and the furniture of our houses and the garments in which we array ourselves and try whether the seeds of war have any nourishment in these our possessions or not. From 18th century Quaker John Woolman. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. From Matthew 19:24. And one more quote. More is better, spoken daily by the great American dream. The statement above from John Woolman is what Quakers call a query, a question for which the answer is less important than the process of evaluation that goes with seriously facing the statement. This particular query is mostly ignored in the USA, probably because it is so uncomfortable to face it. Jesus' words are well known but largely ignored. After all, the great majority of folks in the USA are rich, even the poorer ones. This is true, even though we might prefer to believe otherwise. Kings of past centuries would envy typical Americans for our opportunities for travel, for our amazing variety of food in all seasons, and for the TVs, telephones, and all the other technological marvels we take for granted. The point isn't that we're evil because of our wealth. Maybe it's just that rich folks, like us, have too much baggage to squeeze through the pearly gates. If you put your hand in a cookie jar, grab a big handful, and try to pull it out, you may get stuck. You may have to get by with fewer cookies if you want to have any. We may be so busy with the things in our lives that we are missing out on the living. As for the whisper of our culture, more is better, more is better, more is better, this is a lie, but it is probably the most influential, unquestioned, and harmful belief in the Western world. It's easy to see that we aren't getting as much out of life as we'd hope. Though we have piles of labor-saving devices, longer lives, and more wealth than any other people in history, we feel stressed, unsatisfied, and depressed. We have mansions with 3-car garages, date books with exciting events on every page, and still fulfillment seems to elude us. Why is this true? Consider the following. Eating one slice of pizza may be satisfying, but eating 20 slices can make you sick. Spending time with a friend for an hour can deepen your friendship, but being with 20 people at once makes it really hard to develop deep connections. A single toy car could be a child's favorite plaything, but having 20 of them might make them seem worthless and expendable to the child. And what do you remember better, your first kiss or the next 19? Often, less is so much more to the heart. Is there any way to find a balance between possessions, busyness, goodness, and contentment? There is. Even though Quakers no longer look like the Amish or the guy on the Quaker Oats box, we have centuries of experience in the pursuit of lives of inner and outer simplicity. Our testimony on simplicity calls us to the task, but our own openness to the examination makes it possible. While Quakers have no corner on the simplicity market, our tradition helps us to take it seriously. With this in mind, the local Eau Claire Friends meeting organized a public voluntary simplicity study course that started last September. About 30 people have been taking part in the monthly sessions and looking at how we complicate and simplify our lives. Another 50 people have taken a similar course through the library, so it's a popular topic, though maybe somewhat less popular than the mall. We focused on topics of money, time, and how much is enough. We've looked at options, not just heading back to the land, becoming Amish or going into a monastery, but living in the world while still doing what we can to live by our own values. We've read and thought and talked about what it takes to swim against the mainstream, to find the support to make our own choices. We're not done, nor is this a task that is really ever finished. Each day we have the opportunity to make choices to improve our lives and the world. We are finding ways to live more, not less. Simplicity is not about deprivation. It's about having the right amount. With that in mind, perhaps you will sit with the following Quaker-style query. Do we regard our time, talents, energy, money, material possessions, and other resources as gifts from God to be held in trust and shared according to the light we are given? How do we express this conviction?